5AA's resident AFL fantasy footy expert. He's one of our favourites, yes. Josh Jenkins. JJ, welcome.
How are we, Jan?
Now, listen, to be an expert, you've got to get over 2,000 points. You dropped to 1802, big fella. Come on.
Your bottom lip's dragging around your knee.
I'm very disappointed, but I've made some hard calls at selection table, Bix, and hopefully we're back.
Okay. Now, you're going to focus...
Well, what are they?
Well, we're going to find out. He's going to focus on the Hawks and the Crows clash here. So talk about some of your options for the captaincy.
Well, there's plenty tomorrow night. That's what the loophole's all about. We've probably been lacking in options in the last couple of Friday nights, but tomorrow night, there's plenty of options. You've got a guy like Sam Mitchell averaging 129 points.
Well, he's not going to have a big game.
36 disposals per game.
Yeah.
It's an option. Yeah. You know, we've got to be fair here.
Good boy.
Another one for the Hawks is Lewis, averages 104. And the one that's come back in, Josh Gibson at halfback, he averages 113. So those guys get plenty of the footy. But from a Crows side of things, the old warrior, Scotty Thompson, he's averaging 110 points. So if he can have a big one, make sure you've got the captaincy next to his name and you'll go a long way. So just a couple of other ones from the Crows, a little left field ones. Tommy Lynch, he averages 96. So anyone that can get close to 100 is pretty important, and I think old Lynchy will be very keen to play well tomorrow night.
T-shirt.
And that's why you're passing to him all the time to get his points up. You've got him in your team.
What he's doing.
Absolutely, I have, Bix. I've got him in there in the fourth line, and he's been doing very well for me, except that he decided to go home and have a child.
Yeah, what about Wayne Miller? He drops out. Does that hurt you at all, or who are some of your options to bring in?
I do have Wayne on the bench, but excuse me, so someone that you could bring in this week is, but we've been waiting a little while. Injury stalled his debut, but Christian Petrarca for the D's, he's going to make his debut, I believe, this week. And you pay a little bit more; it's $238,000. But he's been tearing the VFL up, 30 disposals each week this season, and he's already in 15,000 teams across the country. So he's certainly one that players expect to come straight in and perform really well. So keep an eye on him.
Sandra Sully with the late news. If 15,000 people have got him, well, you could have told us a bit earlier.
Well, there's over 100,000 people that play the game. So
okay. All right.
There's plenty of people who haven't quite got him yet, but he's certainly one that you'd expect would come straight in and give you a 70 or an 80 a week.
The great thing about AFL footy fantasy is you're a one-man match committee, and we can see that JJ is. He flies as one with his old AFL fantasy. What about Nat Fyfe? They're playing Carlton. I reckon I'd make him captain this week. There you are. There's just a lot of left-field call.
Great selection, Ro, because I've brought him in this week. I haven't had him inside.
Yep.
And I've brought him in. I've tipped out little Liberatore and Matthew Day from Essendon, and I've chucked in Nathan Fyfe, expecting massive things. He's been pretty good in the last couple of weeks, I must say. And I've also brought in Darcy Byrne-Jones from the Power, who I think scored about 87 last week and looks pretty comfortable.
I like him.
Down back. So hopefully he can continue to earn me a bit of money, but Fyfe's the big inclusion for me.
I'm guessing Port supporters are hoping that Darcy Byrne-Jones doesn't have another 100, because it means they'll have 75 inside 50s like they did last week.
I'm happy if he just kicks to himself when he kicks out, Vic, but it's plenty of points for me.
Okay. What about Smith and Laird off halfback? That'd be good point scorers, wouldn't they?
Yeah, it's an interesting... It's a little bit of a battle of the halfbackers tomorrow night. We've got Smith and Laird on our side. Smithy averages 81, but he's really up to... He upped his scoring in the last fortnight, and Laird, he's bloody rock solid All-Australian contender this year, averaging 98 points. And on the other side of things, as I mentioned earlier, Josh Gibson comes back into the side, averaging plenty, but Grant Birchall's his running mate, and he averages 85 as well. So it's going to be a bit of a battle between the running halfbacks and the running defenders, so it's going to be something else you can look at and get involved, and there's going to be plenty of scoring on offer, hopefully.
Now, we just spoke to Campo about selection. You're over there in Melbourne. Bit of rain coming down. You're doing the crossing your fingers, hoping that it's dry tomorrow night for the big fella?
Yeah, I was just hoping we could transfer the game to Etihad, but I don't think it's... I think it's supposed to clear up fairly well tomorrow. So the grounds these days hold the water out pretty good, so there won't be too much to worry about.
Tuck yourself into bed early. I want 4 goals tomorrow, JJ. Good work. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
He's our AFL fantasy expert. He's doing all right. 18.02.
Come on. That's woeful.
I mean, I'm 2 grand, mate.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
He's
18.
He's a good man, JJ. He's good.
Comprehensive, as always.